Dobrodošli vsi na drugo in zadnji del v našem odnosu z svetim imenom za tiste. Je kdo tu, ki včeraj ni bil tu?
In the camera, but here everybody was here yesterday, was it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes, because yesterday the session was kind of setting, or is kind of setting the foundation for today.
And
just to refresh our memory,
podlago
we were basically into using the need for making ongoingly endeavors.
Se pravi, da bomo danes
verili,
da se moramo znova in znova truditi. Se moramo truditi z veliko odločnostjo.
No matter what we do,
ni važno, kaj
delamo. We should be endeavoring ongoingly, not
mi se moramo znova in znova truditi z veliko odločnostjo. In to vključuje tudi našo petje. Zelo na kratko bomo
rekli
smo toliko verzi nepozornosti, nivoja telesa, uma, potem naše slabe pevske navaje. Prišli smo do zaključka, da moramo nekaj napraviti z našim
petjem. And also, even if our chanting habits may be reasonably good, still Krishna consciousness is ever increasing. It's unlimited. There are always higher levels to move on.
Pravi, zavesti Krišne gremo vedno na višji nivo, tudi če imamo občutek, da dobro pojem. Jaz že vse vem, vse poznam, jaz opravljam to stvar, ponižnost pri Vajšnava. Da bomo resno dajmo prišel dan, ko bomo končno postali resni.
Yeah, so, and we also at the end we did briefly introduce
na koncu smo na kratko omenili nepozornost na nivoju srca. Uvideli smo analogijo, kako Prabhupada pravi, da moramo brezmočno peti svete imeno, tako kot otrok i oče po materi.
Bring an end to the wandering mind, right? Because the child doesn't have that problem thinking of so many other things. There was so
no, skrat mislimo na mnogo drugih stvari.
That we don't cry out in helplessness.
Mi ne kličemo
nemočnosti.
Na začetku bom podelila z vami.
Osmo
poglavje prvega petja. To je poglavje o kraljici Kunti, ki
včera Prabhupada je resnica. Gospodova svete
ne ima tako moč.
But there is a quality to such utterance also.
Mora biti kvaliteta, mora obstajati kvaliteta občutko, da se pravi brezmočen človek.
a helpless man can feel in the
absolutely.
Whereas the man who utters the sign of holy name in great material satisfaction cannot be so sincere.
Nematerialno zadovoljen, pa ne more tega peti s takim
občutkom.
Če smo materialno zadovoljni, je zelo težko
peti.
To pomeni, da je materialno zadovoljstvo zelo nevarno. A se vsi prizadevamo in v skrini. A se prizadevamo, da bi bili materialno zadovoljni. Zelo enostavno. Da imamo. Lansko leto sem jaz preživela 4 mesece v Avstraliji, Nova Zelandija. Ne skrbi.
Mate means my friend. So, no worries. Everything is no worries for my friend. No worries, mate. So, with that no worries made attitude, how can one feel
helpless? Brezmočnost.
So, that Prabhupada continues. A materially puffed-up person may utter the holy name of the Lord
occasionally,
but he is incapable of uttering the name in quality. Therefore, the four principles of material advancement, namely, high parentage, good wealth, high education, and attractive beauty, are, so to speak, disqualifications for progress on the path.
To so diskvalifikacije na poti duhovnega napredka. To je nekaj zelo močnih poant. Te 4 principi materialnega napredka. Zakaj so to diskvalifikacije?
Why are they so called disqualifications, these
four principles of material
advancement? Come on. Chief Jagger.
Because they must be
doing satisfied. Yes, and not only that, they make us proud. Yes. That's unfortunately the position that as soon as we have some
little nekaj malo obilja, takoj postanemo ponosni. Jaz prihajam iz take aristokratske družine, jaz sem takoj bogat, poglej, tako visoko izobrazbo imam. In to lahko vključuje tudi duhovno izobrazbo, da postanemo ponosno. Ali pa če smo zelo privlačni.
So that's exactly why Mahaprabhu was saying Trinada Pisani Chana.
We are
reciting it every morning.
Trinada Pisani Chana.
More humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than the
trees.
Only then actually we can change the whole thing. So the pride, false ego, constant companion and troublemaker, you know, is in our way.
Ego je naš stalni spremljevalec. To je to problem, ker ne moremo iskreno klicati.
Ne,
lepšej biti tam, kjer je standard življenja. Nižji, da si bolj želijo prakticirati zavest Krišne. Nima kaj, na kar bi bili ponosni.
And even now, during the war, you know, some Ukrainian devotees have shared with me how this really helped them to take shelter.
Spravi, bakte so povedali, kako so te težke okoliščine jim pomagale, da kličejo Krišno. Mnogi so to podelili z mano. To je dokaz. Vsaka težava se lahko obrne v veliko priložnost. Zato pravim, karkoli se zgodi bhakti, je milost Krišne. Zunanje in materialno, mogoče izgleda, kaj pa mi Krišna dela. Jaz tako dolgo pojem svete imena, mogoče pa Krišna sploh ne obstaja, da se meni to dogaja. To sam pokaže, da imamo materialno gledanje, posvetno gledanje. Vsako težavo nam Krišna pošlje, da se počutimo bolj nemočni. To je globlji smisel za tem, da kultiviramo. Včasih potrebujemo pomoč, da smo brezmočni. Zgleda, kot da samo smrt ima to moč, ko smrt trka na naša vrata, potem se čutimo nemočni.
Narendra Maharaj je podelil.
Analizirali v laboratoriju, če imam raka, 50 dni sem najboljše
prišel.
Življenje se lahko zaključi. Zato so ta opozorila, da so to Krišnovi blagoslovi. Mi smo počasi zelo ekspertni, da ignoriramo vse te pokazatelje. Ta brezmočnost je zelo pomembna. Govinda Maharaj je rekel, templjske so šole jokanja, kjer se učimo, kako jokati za Krišno. To je srž, srž. In ista stvar je prisotna ne samo v Džapi, ampak tudi v Kirtanu. Jaz imam to spoznanje, ko je Maharaj Jayapataka. Pataka Maharaj imel.
When he was in coma for about 10 or 14 days.
Now
I was at the time in Bangladesh.
as well as Bangladesh and China.
And ISKCON Bangladesh was completely devastated at the news. Oh, it's incredible. So we immediately started 24-hour kirtan in all the temples, and there's many temples in Bangladesh. And these kirtans were the best kirtans I've ever had.
To není právě situace, kdy se v kirtanu postavlám, nebo vám to nebo pasala. Lako počutíš.
And often the kirtan leader was literally crying while he was singing. And that gave me the realization, this is how kirtan actually changed. And then it was interesting to observe, as Maharaj was getting more stable,
and his body was stable,
and the kirtan was going back to the usual mood.
In kirtan
showing off. I mean, this is how I would like to leave one day. So he actually showed us how to leave, no need for any more treatments and all this, let's just get ready to go, so very nice. Yes, so now I would like to elaborate a little bit on our first
powerful principle in the chain. Мощен принцип поэма. Вероятно, сам тоже рекла, когда мы предлетели у хриби.
There is this nice kirtan arrow, which Satchinanda Swami and Bhujan came up with.
Тут правит кирtan пущица. Пущица.
Stands for a principle, which helps us to chant nicely. So, A stands for alignment, or attentiveness, on the level of the body, mind, and heart, so we can receive the holy name and avoid aparad. That's the A. Usually, I spend the whole day on the A. Comes the first arrow, standing for relationship. Chanting with the awareness of a relationship with the Lord. And that will help us to establish a connection. And that makes our practice lively.
In us, Bog živino.
So, let us remember that actually we all do have a І ми маємо
вічні любичі відносини з Господом.
Або все
те
живлення,
все те живлення є влято односмерно зі сторони Господа. Ми посмо се обернили хребет Господу. Те енайстем петьом.
Lord Krishna is so kind
and he patiently
sits in the heart, trying to guide the conditioned soul back home to God.
Certainly,
no material friend would remain with such foolish companion for millions of years, especially if his companion were to ignore him or even curse him. But Lord Krishna is such a faithful, loving friend
and accompanies even the most
demoniac living entity and is also in the heart of the insect, pig and dog.
Tudi v srcu insekta,
prašiča
in psa.
That Krishna is so compassionate, so faithful, such a loving friend. He never gives up on us.
Ніколи нас не запусти,
туди,
що
ga
приклеємо, і не вимо, кай все. Або ніколи не вступи, він сама потерпливо чекає в серце,
і
всякої можливості, да, опозорі живу мені.
And as Queen Kunti says,
Kralice,
if we are actually materially exhausted,
meaning
we come to this point where we've had it, as we say, you know, we're fed up. I'm always trying to make all these arrangements to enjoy, but nevertheless, they always get smashed sooner or later. Is there any higher purpose to life than just eat, sleep, and be married? You know, is there anything else? So, and when we come to this point, then Paramatma witnesses that.
Paramatma priča
nas
poni, da mi njujemo, potrebujemo bakte, ali nam nekaj
snakri.
Potem pa se naše potovanje prične.
And then we receive some bandagyan, we receive this knowledge, we meet a devotee, so we get
prabhupada's books,
and we realize,
you know,
some bandagyan, who is the Lord, who am I, and what is the material world all about?
Gospod in kaj se gre v tem materialnem svetu.
So, and the holy name should be chanted.
Moramo pet.
With this mindfulness that we turn towards the Lord when we chant in the mood of Krishna, I know you are there, please accept me, longing for the relationship.
That we fill our hearts and
our teams with longing for the relationship. I need you, my
dear. Я
тебе
потребую, мій Господь.
Я не
пам'ятаю тебе за мені, так що тебе за мені. Я пожлім, да, все то
хоча.
Так би могли піти.
Maybe when we do our chanting exercise in a minute, we may realize that this is not so easy. And actually, one can really completely cut Krishna out of the picture in our so-called Krishna consciousness. This is possible, and it's going on quite massively. You know? Externally, we're going through the motions,
на истинном дзен, то взгляда течемо. Но то по амбиции,
капая
с делом за мой относ к Кришну, ничего сам не делаем. И то мы делаем купором.
Когда мы
мы обернем на него в сердце, мы просим.
Но тогда
мы петим нелегко. Кришна извен
слики.
Делаем много ствари, размышляем много
ствари.
И не смо позорили на Кришну присутствие.
So yeah, let us be clear. A relationship does not happen automatically, just by time passing.
Yeah. But
we have to make conscious endeavor. Doesn't matter which relationship
you are,
whether this is in the Brahmacharini ashram or in the Brahmachari ashram or in married life. You know, we have to make a conscious endeavor to
deepen
a relationship. We can very easily just live past each other.
Odnos.
Just our Hari
Bhav.
And that's it.
Kremo mimo endruga to Hari Bhav odnos.
Where we don't get much further than Hari Bhav, who are you, nice to see you. Yes, it requires a bit more of an endeavor to develop deeper relationships. So the same thing is there with the Lord. And step number one is always to be mindful of the person's presence. Right? That's the basic foundation to start off with. First of all, we have to be mindful of the person's presence. And then
и то священие, да, та особа присутна.
И
потом, когда культивируем
отношения, в тех
модерних часах имперсонального,
yes, so why don't we do our little chanting exercise? And if you didn't bring your beads, please don't get up and run off now. You know, it doesn't matter, we can chant without the beads too.
Будемо направити ваю, чи масте
джапу,
але починімати. Підскусли будемо під один крок.
Don't run off. Please run here. Yeah, because so often everybody's storming out and running to get their beads and they don't even hear the exercise properly. So, let us chant one round since we don't have much time. Usually I like to chant two.
Rundu
pieli, and we all chant in our own pace, not in unison, but in our own pace. And I have to warn you, I'm a really slow chanter. I take indeed 10 minutes for one round. So we chant one round, and we'd really like to try and do this, and really mindfully, deep within our hearts, we turn to Krishna and feelingly call out to Him, appeal to Him. Krishna, yes, you are there, I know, please, accept me. Because who do we think we are that Krishna so easily accepts us? As we say, Rupa Goswami says, we have to long for Krishna. There has to be a greed there. There has to be a greed there.
Not Buddha.
And that greed we express when we chant, that we long for Krishna. So let us try that. Okay?
Какое было еще легко? Шесть мин. Не было такое легко?
Тяжко.
И навада. Да игнорируемо Кришна. Не легко, всякако не легко. Sprememba paradigme.
And let us also understand this crying for Krishna is going to be deep in the heart.
Eu, конечно, Krishna,
we don't want
to make some public outreach. How amazing. How amazing. How amazing. How amazing. How amazing.
How amazing. How amazing. How
Короче, не смотри, как вырастет Сахаджи.
Сахаджиас!
На зоне йога мы за Кришну. Моем йога.
Тут
дырамо глубоко сердце, что молим йога мы за Кришну. Саду, света себе, свои трансцендентальные духовные эмоции скрие. Не каже, не знаю,
and also there has to be a little bit of intensity there. Now, if you can't too slowly, what is this? You're almost falling asleep here or something. No, there has to be a little bit of intensity there. So not easy at all. So now, and obviously after this exercise, I'm sure
they,
it is not easy here.
Sure говорить о святом имени перед панчататва. Преданности Прабхупады.
Not to speak of going shopping and doing so many other things or sitting on public transport. Impossible.
Какой же рыба мочева мантры и другие, да, торговины и зоны. За некоторые бхакти это приказ для проучи, как у... Мы им была с Вейка Чакри в Индии. Нисам, когда со Прабхупадой ученицей рекли, да нисам, да со спознали, да нисам мантрали Харе Кришна.
В Харе нам чинтавани,
мислим, да нисам мантрали сердцем. Че мантрамо, че поемо. Брезе се обрамо на Кришна. Та мантра не ни права ствар, е само...
The shadow. So soon as prasadam time, if I show you the reflection of the
shadow. Kumara prasadam, če za prasadam, če vam pokažemo sliko prasadama ali pa poskusi jest ta prasadama slike. Ni. Iz mantra nema enako, če samo mantramo samo senco. To ni zadovoljivo za dušo. Njegova sveta sečena nad svami. Mi je rekel to poanto iz Harinam Čintavani, ta refleksija sence.
Empty capsule
je, ko mantramo, brez da se s čustvo obrnemo na Krišnu, je prazna kapsula.
May look like the real thing.
Zunaj izgleda v redu, ta capsulă, ampak nobene, nobene ga zdravila v tej, v tem kapsuli zdravila. Je samo prazna kapsula, prazna zdravila. Ja, ne, ne učinkuje. Če mantramo brez, se obrnemo na Krišno, ta, to mantra ne bo moglo ponovno zbuditi. Naši ponos Krišno. Ni samo da mehanično mantramo Hare Krishna mantra. Vse mora biti zraven. Moramo se želeti odnos Krišno, imeti ta odnos Krišno, če ne, ne bomo dosegli z mantrami veliko. Drugače, samo prazna kapsula, brez zdravila, nima zdravila notri. Je zelo preprosto in logično, če mantramo, če vsak dan mantramo 2 ure Hare Krishna Maha mantra in se obrnemo na Krishna. Nekaj se bo sigurno zgodilo v tem, right? Tem odnosu s Krishna. Mor bo, bo na neka realnost, močnejša realnost.
And same thing is there also in kirtan.
Enako v kirtanu.
What makes a kirtan a powerful kirtan?
Kaj naredi močan kirtan? Če se povežemo.
Feeling the appeal to him, call out and longing for the relationship. Especially the kirtan leader.
Če posebej kirtan, vodja kirtana. Če, če on ali ona mantra tako. S povezanostjo, ta zavest, no, ta, ta zavest prežame potem vse v templu, v publiki, s vsemi se poveže. In če tudi mi potem, mi tudi pomenemo. Če pa samo prosta, prazna kapsula, brez zdravila, če se vodja kirtana ne obrne na Krišno, ne obrne na bhakte, je samo glasba. Če, če, če prazna, če prazna, da se ne povežemo s dušo, ki je, ki je radost, ki je bliz, lahko potem prenesemo strup v kapsulo. Pokažemo, vzamemo sveto ime, da se pokažemo na zunaj. Tudi med kirtanom, kako se pokažemo lahko na zunaj, kako sem naved Hare Krishna in jokamo se in, in pokažemo na Ekadashi, damo sliko na Facebook, kako mantramo na Ekadashi 64 krogov. Če tako naredimo, je strupeno. Med kirtanom pa je enako strupeno. Tako je lahko slišite da moja ekspertiza, kako lahko pojem, moja ekspertiza, kako lahko igram v harmoniji, kako igram. Mora biti zelo previdni. Veliko tega je, kar sem napisala v knjigi Rajna Ego. Kako naš lažni ego gre, se postavi na poti med nami, svetim imenom in Krišna in Prabhupadom. In kako zadnja poanta pred zaključkom. Japa in kirtan. Ti imaš, slušaj, lahko rečemo oboje, kirtan in japa. Japa in kirtan. V džapi je, je zelo veliko individualnega dela, notranjega, individualnega dela na ravni srca, povezanost je bolj strogo. which you request to post.
As kirtan is kirtan more the emphasis on spreading and sankirtan together.
Harinam sankirtan. Skupaj pojmo sveta imena, skupinsko, džapa postavi osnovo za kirtan, ker kirtan ponudi toliko različnih distrakcij, melodija, ritem, instrumenti, publika, vse te stvari lahko nas zamotijo. Če nimamo te povezave z močno, z džapom, se ne bomo mogli povezati s kirtanom zaradi vseh teh distrakcij. Ali lahko imajo radi moj melodijo, kako ne znam, to melodijo, ta ton, kako je harmonija postane, kako se lahko povežemo. Tukaj potem razli samo kot neko glasbo. Džapa postavi osnovo za kirtan. Kaj bo postavi osnovo za džapo? Pogledam na različni aspekti sadhane. Da beremo Prabhupadove knjige, poslušamo. Tam dobimo sambandha gyano, znanje o sambandhi, o jastvu. Če je sambandha gyan postavljeno na ravni srca, potem bo zelo povezani s Krišnako mantramo, ki razumemo na nivoju srca, da smo duša, da smo služabnik Krišne in smo zanemarili ta odnos Krišna. Moramo se obrniti na Krišno. Povežemo se na nivo srca, srcem, nam bo naravno, ker nismo razumeli, nismo spoznali, da smo, imamo ta odnos s Krišno na nivoju duše, na nivoju srca. Zato nimamo tega razumevanja na nivoju duše. Če znamo, če imamo znanje, potem je poslušanje, redno slušanje Bhagavatam predavanja in branje Bhagavatama je zelo pomembno. To je fundacija, osnova, podlaga za dobro džapo. Prabhupadove knjige, branje, poslušanje je za džapo, džapo, dobro džapo, pa za kirtan. Ja, Harinam Sankirtan je Yuga Dharma, kirtan, kirtan. Ne pravi nekaj. Tisti nekateri pravi, da ne rabimo jutrnega programa. Ne, 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 rabimo jutrni program. Če želimo imeti dober kirtan, rabimo džapo, zato džapo pravimo Prabhupadove knjige, jutrni program, ki ga je spostavil Prabhupad. Pet po devet, se obračujem. Je kakšno vprašanje?
Can you explain shortly the other letters of arrow?
Ja, če lahko opišete te
I repeated the question already, so he's asking the other letters of the arrow. Yes. So A for alignment, R for relationship, second R is for rendering service.
Služenje, mantranje z razpoloženjem služabnika. Kato pominju Japa in Ketam, to je diskusija. O za opening, otprtje srca. Da spremimo welcoming word, vnivo je pa da spremimo božansko darilo. Da spremimo ta božansko darilo.
Okay, so then maybe we'll leave it at that. So when you chant,
ko mantramo, se želimo posvetiti džapi, da se posvetimo z srcem, z mislima, da je odnos tukaj s Krišno, da imamo odnos s Krišno. Včasih, nekatere dneve je lažje, nekatere dneve je težje. Včasih je lažje, ko nimamo toliko stvari, da zrihtati. Zato pravi preprosto življenje in visoko razmišljanje. Če smo si poenostavili življenje, nimamo toliko težav. Zadev z narest. Kaj sem še želel reči? Na starost sem pozabila, zdaj se ne moram spomniti. Jedna stvar je, da kad mantramo lakše. Poskušajte aplicirati to, da se obrnete na Krišno. Sada sem se spomnila. Tista poanta. Prvi relationship odnos ima moč, da spremeni naše džapo iz mehanične džape. Samo iz dožnosti. Samo da to vzamemo za svoj čas s Krišno. Ko delujemo na ta način. To se menja, spremenja, transformira naše mantranje. In samo to je moj čas Krišna, ko se povežem s Krišna, ko govorim s Krišna. Toliko življenja in življenja smo ignorirali Krišno. To odnos tako rekoč ni vzpostavljen. Naša strah pred smrtno. Če bi se ta odnos postavil, potem nas ne bilo strah smrti. Krišna se čaka od življenja. Nekaj se ne rabim med strah. Če je ta odnos postavljen, veliko kar se ta naš odnos ni vzpostavljen. Ta smrt je test, s kom smo skoraj imamo najmočnejši odnos vzpostavljen. Če ne, pa se potem Krišna je. Moramo se spomniti Krišne. In to ni tako lahko.
Ni lahko.
Priprava na to je mantranje Hare Krishna mantra.
Okay, thank you so much Japa. For your kind attention.
Hvala za vašo pozornost.
So today at 4 o'clock.
Štirih.
Taprush Prabhu's house. We'll talk about envy. How envy manifests.
Bomo se porazgovarali o zavisti.
This was the best heart surgery I've ever had.
To bo zanimiva tema.
Imate
čas, pridite. Hvala.